This program has been brought to you by the exceptionally fine folks at Bed Bath & Beyond. Go check them out at bedbathandbeyond.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee, host of Full Service Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this show, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, and welcome to A Few Things with Claire and Erica. I'm Claire.
I'm Erica.
And this is a podcast where we discuss all of the things that we love that we want you to know about.
Everything, every single thing.
Every single thing, but just a few things at a time, as opposed to the newsletter that inspired this podcast, which is called 10 Things. You can sign up for that newsletter at our website, www.ofakind.com. It is also where we share the stories and the pieces of this country's most inspiring emerging designers.
And talented. Inspiring and talented.
And pretty soon we're also going to be sharing some beauty products there.
So this episode is actually part of this whole beauty thing that we are doing in January.
It's a whole beauty thing.
Part of the things empire. It's a content thing. It is a shopping thing. Yeah. It's a thing.
Just like a few things and 10 things.
100%.
It's part of the things.
It's part of the things empire. Yeah. Not to sidetrack this too much, but we spent some time thinking recently about what to call the things empire and how what the umbrella company is.
And
the holding
by thinking,
company.
You mean we just sat with the GoDaddy.com open and tried entering in a lot
and
of different
thesaurus.
URLs.
thesaurus.com.
That's true.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Thing Industries, a tremendous name, is already taken by one of the talented and inspiring designers that we were alluding to.
Whose pieces we sell and stories we share.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we apparently, that means we can't call this Thing Industries, so we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and come up with something equally compelling. Best of luck to us.
We'll get there. I guess we can't call it like Harpo either, which...
No,
taken.
Yeah, we could do like Things Backward, but I don't think it's as good as Harpo, unfortunately.
Not. Harpo's a good one.
Yeah.
Harpo's a rich one. That's what I'm mostly looking for. Indication that we are making tons of money. Okay. So today, Erica, I am Claire, your business partner and friend.
Please. Yes.
It's funny.
Tell me.
I'm going to interview you about your beauty routine.
And are you going to pretend like you don't know anything? Or are you going to let on that you know some of this?
Well, the truth is, even though I know most of the products... And some things even that I don't even want to know about your routine, maybe.
Probably. And everybody else is going to get on that same page. It's going to be so exciting.
I don't know, like, the exact order they go in.
Yeah.
There's, like, 12 hours a day that I don't sit across from you at a desk.
But that's all. Only the 12.
And now I'm going to know exactly what it's like for those 12 hours.
You're going to, like, basically shadow me. Well, I do think, weirdly, I mean, as much as I care about the products people mm-hmm. use, I am very interested in...
The routine.
In routines. Yeah, and like what logic people have put in place for themselves for why they do things in a certain order. Because I always do everything in almost exactly the same order.
Agreed.
I'm
really excited to hear. But I mean, I just love a routine in general. I'm going to have to stop myself from, one, pointing out the things I do the same and differently from you, and two, asking you too much about, like, but then when do you eat breakfast? Because that's not part of your actual beauty routine.
I think you can do that. I think that's part of the, like, it's part of my morning routine.
Okay. Well, that's what I think. We need a whole other episode on a morning routine.
Well, yes. But I think we can, like... Sort of.
I don't want to cannibalize the content.
I don't think we should cannibalize, but I think it's okay if you like, if we sort of nudge toward it.
Okay. Well, now that we've laid the ground rules for this interview.
Okay.
And that I have your writer. Yeah. And your publicist is standing by to shut
only
me down.
Only green M&Ms. Yeah, totally.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So let's start. You wake up when?
I wake up, I dream of waking up at 6. I wake up at 7:30.
Okay. That's fair. That's reasonable.
After I F around on my phone for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you do on your... Oh, see, I'm getting into the morning routine. Don't tell me.
Okay. After I F around my phone a little while, jumping forward, jumping straight forward, I shower. I shampoo my hair first.
Okay. And you shampoo every single day?
I shampoo every single day. I don't want to shampoo every single day. It's like aspiring to wake up at 6 a.m. I aspire not to shampoo my hair every day. Okay. I've tried a bunch of different things to try to make that happen. I haven't been a success.
Okay. Because your hair gets greasy?
My hair gets really greasy. Okay. So it's like, I can go 36 hours without washing my hair, but not 48.
Okay. I hear you.
So midday on the second day, I start to feel disgusting.
From someone who has insanely dry hair, when you say it gets greasy, you mean it looks like peasy?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you've seen it. It looks like...
I don't know. I always think like, your hair looks like more or less the same, except sometimes it's straighter than others.
Yeah. But it's because I do wash it every day. Okay. I mean, I rarely... If I come into work with it pulled back in a ponytail, it's probably because it's like greasy second day hair.
So when you use shampoos, are you looking for things that will like make it sort of squeaky clean? Like
no, I'm looking for the opposite. Okay. I'm looking for things that retain its natural oil so that that like trains your scalp so that you don't have to wash it every day.
Oh.
So during... This is all really foreign to me. I use this thing called J.R. Liggett bar soap, which or bar shampoo, which is weird. I mean, it's a bar shampoo. Yeah. It's kind of weird. But I really like it.
See, that sounds like it would dry you out.
It doesn't have any soap in it. It has no soap products. It's one of these, like, it's made of oils and things. And I really like it, except in the winter when my hair, when my scalp starts to get dry, at which point I start using the Szechuan scalp shampoo. If you know what the Szechuan stuff looks like, it's in like the pretty brown, like apothecary bottles.
But I'm just more thrown by your pronunciation, which is apparently a recurring theme on this show.
What? How do you say it?
Szechuan or Szechuan?
Oh, that, yeah.
Neither are based in like my understanding of Swedish, which I think is a Swedish brand.
Yeah, it is. No, and I pronounce it like it might
be
Spanish. Szechuan.
Actually, that makes it Szechuan. Okay.
I say Juan like the Spanish name at the end. God knows why.
So when you shampoo it, I have a lot of questions because I very rarely shampoo my hair.
Yeah.
Do you run it all the way through or are you just focusing on your scalp?
Scalp.
Just scalp.
But I don't, my hair is not that long, so.
So it like gets there.
Yeah. But yeah, ideally I don't shampoo the ends.
Do you use a comb during the shampoo
no.
process? Do you comb your hair with your fingers?
No.
Okay. So it's just really about sudsing the scalp. This is about scalp health.
This is about scalp health.
Okay.
And so basically the Szechuan thing, what if I use it like 2 days in a row, I don't have like dry, itchy, kind of flaky scalp anymore, which is good. I don't know if I have.
So
like,
you don't ever use it every day? You will switch back and forth.
Yeah, kind of. During the winter or during like the change of seasons, I'll mostly use this stuff. It's really good. It smells pretty neutral. It doesn't smell like it's fixing your scalp, which is what you're looking for if your scalp is
not
itchy.
Something medicinal. Yeah. Okay. So then you've done that.
Yeah.
Condition.
I condition every day.
Okay.
I love this Davines. How do you say that one?
Davines.
Okay.
But also, I just
now
like
we're
to
giving
know.
Like both pronunciations of like pretty much every product that exists. This
you
is great.
Use the most beautiful hair shampoo and conditioner in the world. Like I've always wished that I had that there was a Davines product that I liked a lot because I think that that is such pretty packaging.
It is really pretty, and I buy the tub. It's so it's this Davines whatever vegetarian miracle conditioner. I don't know why vegetarian is a weird word for a conditioner,
but
I've gotten past it. Okay. I don't even remember where I discovered this, but it's really good. It's like a thicker conditioner than I ever used before because I'm always worried about like over conditioning and making my hair greasy.
Okay.
But it just washes really clean, and I don't know. It works. It's good.
So what would happen if you didn't use conditioner?
I get more static and like whatever than I get tangles. It's more.
Okay.
My hair is really fine and slippery. So it's more that I would get like static, you know.
Okay.
You know what I mean,
I guess so. Yeah. I just. We
have the opposite. We have, like
have
the
total opposite
hair.
Problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, if it gets greasy, just don't condition it. But okay. I mean, I tried
for a while not to condition it.
Yeah.
But then it's, it like gets a little bit frizzy and then it also just gets like staticky, which is not fun.
Okay.
And while I have conditioner in my hair, that is
so
when
you leave it in for a bit.
I leave it in for a couple minutes. And while I do
this, we have in common.
Yes.
Yes.
And I feel like this is what the beauty industry has taught us, that it has to sit there for a few minutes or what's even
penetrate.
The point. Yeah. At this point, I shave if I'm going to shave.
Okay.
And I use this Cremo shave cream, which I put in 10 things at some point. Which it's like a lotion kind of consistency.
Okay.
It's not it doesn't foam, but it like lathers a little bit.
Okay.
It comes in a big tube, and you don't need that much of it, so it'd be good for you.
Right.
Whereas like a regular thing of shaving cream that does foam is probably about 3 uses.
Otherwise.
Totally.
For me.
For you.
Yeah. Because I use too much of everything.
For you. Yeah. I use a men's razor, nothing that I particularly like.
Okay.
And I use bar soap, which we have had heated conversations.
I just feel like bar soap dries me out so much.
I don't feel like that.
As you noted, I like as someone who likes to like use a lot of products, I like pumping it out and getting it all lathered up. I mean, I'll use bar soap if I have to. It just has always, bar soap has always felt to me like not luxury, even though I'm sure there are very luxurious bar soaps.
So the one that I'm using right now is the French clay one from Malaya Organics, and it's French clay. I think that's pretty luxury.
I mean, that sounds
like a spa experience.
I also find everything from that line, Malaya Organics, to be the most luxurious of anything I've ever used.
Yeah.
So I would try it for sure. If I was going to do a bar soap, I would do Malaya in a heartbeat.
And it doesn't have like sulfates and stuff that strips your skin. That's okay. Like one of the issues with bar soaps in general, or soaps in general. And the other thing that I use pretty regularly is a goat milk and honey soap from the farmer's market.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Don't you want to eat that thing?
Have you gotten it in your mouth ever?
No. Okay. It hasn't even come close.
Okay. just curious, you know. maybe you want to try it sometime.
Yeah, take a bite.
Report back.
And then I rinse off everything. And then I wash my face.
Right, so I don't shave.
Mm-hmm.
When you shave, do you also wash your legs with a bar soap?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't wash my legs when I shave.
Okay.
But I wash my armpits every day when I shave.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because armpits need to be washed.
Agreed.
Agreed. Is how I feel.
We both got new ear piercings this week. And a new thing that I've had to introduce to my shower routine is cleaning my ear, which is so weird.
Yeah. The cleaning your ear at night thing is harder for me.
I forgot last night.
It is very hard to clean your ear, just your ear.
On night two, by night two, I had already. It's like the first night I totally did it. And the second night I woke up this morning and I was like, my ears really hurt and I forgot to clean them last night. But did you clean your ears in any capacity before this?
No, I just kind of assume that the shampoo and the face wash are getting there somewhere. I mean,
and
I'm
like
sure
every once
not,
in a while a Q-tip goes in there, but otherwise.
I always clean them with a Q-tip.
Okay, every
after
day?
The shot. Yeah.
Whoa.
I didn't even include this in my routine because I just thought that was something everybody did. You don't do that every day.
Well, first of all, I discovered over the summer that some people are really anti-Q-tip.
Because you're poking.
You're just not supposed to. And similar, I think, to what we were sort of talking about with shampoo, the idea like you train your ear to like, I don't know, clean the earwax itself if you're not taking it out all the time or like putting it in.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I use it like once a week. I guess once or twice a week.
For me, I don't feel like it's as much about getting the earwax out as getting like the water out. Because I feel like if I don't use a Q-tip after I get out of the shower, then I feel like my ears are like wet or something.
Okay. Yeah, I hate that feeling. I understand that. No, but I hate that feeling. I just think we have differently shaped ears.
Most likely. Yeah, most likely. So then I wash my face with Yesta Cucumber's Gentle Milk Cleanser, which is, it's kind of like the Yesta Cucumber Cetaphil. So it's a little better for you. Cetaphil, like, I don't want to start some shit on the show. But Cetaphil has its lovers and its haters. Mm-hmm. And
that's true.
So this is for people who like the idea of Cetaphil but maybe don't like the product itself. And I always
get you to write their marketing.
Thank you. And I always do it after I condition my hair because somewhere I read once that you are supposed to wash your face after all your hair products out so you don't get like zits on your hairline.
Totally. Great idea. I understand why one would do that. I don't do. I do the face wash while the conditioner is still in, but that makes a lot of sense.
Do you hear how almost everything is somewhere I read once? That is like the rationale
on the internet
most of this behavior.
Yeah. Okay.
So then I get out of the shower. I wrap a towel around myself. I put my hair up.
I'm like dying of anticipation with this. So you wrap it around, but you don't pat.
I do not. Okay.
So it's just wrap it straight around.
I wrap it around. And then I put one of these.
How do you keep it in place? Just like with your armpit?
I tuck it.
Okay. That never works for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's always fallen down.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll try harder.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I feel like some towels are more like grippy than others. It's probably not you.
I also feel like
it's
also like your body shape, right? Like where,
totally.
Like,
yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know.
Or like where you're tucking it. Like
exactly.
It yeah. Okay. And then I throw my hair up in an Aquas waffle towel.
Love those things.
Yes. And you got me into, always just use a regular towel before, but.
Do you use the turban kind or the kind?
I don't. I just use the little sheet kind.
But those ones are still good because they're a long rectangle. So it's like made for.
And I just turban it up. Yeah,
so
exactly.
It works really well.
They're wonderful. They suck the water right out of your hair, but in a way that seems more efficient and less like damaging.
Yes.
And then I put face oil on.
And this whole time you're dripping wet.
Yeah, standing on a bath mat dripping
cold?
Wet. Cold? Not really. I never turn a fan on in the shower. I always steam that place up.
Okay, yeah.
Which is like a thing my husband and I have like a big thing about steaming about the bathroom up and like the problem that this creates. Yeah. I understand it's like not great for him shaving, but it's, you know,
it's that good experience. For him because he should have the steam to help. It'll make the shave go better. I realize he wants to see himself in the mirror. I'm not going to ask you about your bath mat, but I want to know. So,
it's just a thin little IKEA, like super, super thin. It's like towel weight.
Okay.
It has no fluff.
My mom
all.
Got some sick new bath mats that have totally changed my thinking around bath mats. Look for them in 10 things next week.
Wow.
She got them with my Bed Bath discount. So
that's major.
You can all have them.
Okay. So then I put on face oil, either the SW Basics oil serum, which has both avocado oil in it and coffee oil. So it's basically
also edible,
but it's like avocado toast and coffee. Like it's like a whole morning like breakfast for your face.
That's amazing.
That's how I rationalize that. That's a morning one.
Okay. What's your other one?
Or just an argan oil. And I think our friend Chelsea, who is one of the founders of Stowaway, yelled at me for buying fancy, expensive argan oil.
She's
and she's like what are you doing? Yeah. So I bought the Now Foods one, which is, you know, great. It has a plastic dropper thing, which I do not like as much as the glass ones.
Right.
But the oil itself seems sufficient.
Good.
And then I put on coconut oil. Then I take the towel off and put on coconut oil.
Okay.
So I'm still wet.
Does your husband not complain about all of the water that you're dripping on the floor? That doesn't bother him?
It's not that big. I mean, I have less hair than you, but I also tied my hair up at this point.
So the thing
that is like the most drippy is out of the way.
Okay. And how sopping wet are you? Are like your arms at this point?
Wet, like moist, but not like dripping.
Okay. I'm suspicious.
So then I put on coconut oil, just any old coconut oil.
How much would you say you use for your entire body?
I would say that for my entire body, I use between like a nickel size amount to a quarter size amount.
That's hilarious.
So
I could never.
I know you could never. This is like something we really diverge on.
So it's just like, how do you even know that you're getting moisturized?
Because I can feel the coconut oil. It's like slippery.
Okay.
So what I do is I take this like, but I warm up the coconut oil in my hands. I put some on my elbows.
Okay.
And just like leave it there.
Okay.
And then
this is what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. So then I rub it on my legs, but I kind of cut my hands a little so that the full inside.
So what you have in your hand is liquid.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not that much because
you're taking it out of the coconut oil jar with your hands. You're not using like a spoon or anything. Okay.
I put it on my elbows.
Okay.
And then I take what's left and like rub one hand on one leg and the other on the other. And then what's left I rub on the rest of my body, like my back and
this torso. Is a good strategy. This is
Thank
what
you.
The people want to know. This is what I want to know.
And then what's been sitting on my elbows gets rubbed into my arms.
This is actually...
Because your elbows are the driest
part. I know. This is really good.
You think this is good service?
This is really servicey. This is really good. I don't know why the beauty magazines aren't telling you this. Because that's smart. You came up with that on your own?
Yeah. I developed this over with years of practice.
Somebody call Allure. Beauty innovators of 2015. Erica Cerullo.
Thank you.
That is really smart.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Try it. Try my technique. See how... Report back.
We'll see. Okay. All right. So now you've moisturized everything.
I put a robe on.
Okay.
I spray Shu Uemura Wonder Worker, which is like a leave-in conditioner / primer situation in my hair.
So you've taken the towel off.
Oh, yeah. I take the towel off. I comb my hair with a wide tooth comb and like part it. And that's like
you've sprayed the conditioner.
After I've sprayed the conditioner in.
I didn't know about this spray conditioner. I feel like you've been holding out on me.
Well, I also sometimes use the Ojan Damage Reverse, which is like an oil that doesn't make my hair greasy just on the ends, depending on.
This Shu Uemura Wonder Worker. I like the Shu Uemura product.
Yeah.
Should I know about it or it's not conditioning?
I don't think it's enough for you. Yeah. It's very light.
Okay.
It's like I do like six little spritzes on the ends and I just kind of comb it through.
Okay. So that's really more just as like a detangler for you or just.
Or like a little bit of like
a soft
and
shiny.
A primer for your hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I put on deodorant. I use Soapwalla. I am obsessed with it.
Evangelical about Soapwalla.
Evangelical. It's one of the products I feel most strongly about in my life, I think.
That's amazing.
Because I tried a bunch of natural deodorants before I landed on this one.
You could eat Soapwalla if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Much like most of your beauty products.
Much like.
So it's a natural deodorant.
Yes.
So it doesn't have aluminum in it.
So if you're scared about any, I mean, you know, whatever, you feel how you will about these things, but people are concerned about aluminum and deodorant because it's right. around your lymph nodes and what is that doing
breast
and what's
cancer
all exactly
and,
what's yeah. happening there. And soap wall is really great. It has a clay in it that is drying. So
soap wall really is both an antiperspirant
and
a deodorant.
It's not an antiperspirant, oh, but no? it dries. It's like drying. Okay. So it like sucks up the sweat.
So here
it doesn't keep you from perspiring, but it soaks up the perspiration, if that makes sense.
So I guess
sense.
My question for you is, when you made the switch from the drugstore antiperspirants to this, did you just get used to having wetter armpits and took comfort in the fact that even though they were wet, they didn't smell?
I don't think they're that wet now with Soap Walla. I felt like they were wet with other things that I used before, but I feel like Soap Walla, I don't ever feel, I mean, if it's like August and 97 degrees outside, I probably have wet armpits, but in general, I don't feel.
So this could also be a thing. Maybe you just don't sweat that much. I mean, you also shave your armpits and I wax them. And so that
makes
introduces
a big difference.
A whole other thing.
Soap Walla has two scents now. Lavender is my favorite, but there's also a lemon one.
Okay.
So
that sounds refreshing.
Yeah. So get into it.
All right.
Should we go to commercial?
We should.
I haven't even put makeup on
yet. Know.
We're already going to commercial. Christ. Okay.
Okay. We'll be right back. All right. We have been shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond for like as long as we have been shopping for home goods, just like everybody else, including probably you, listener. I know I have been shopping there at least since before I went to college, because I distinctly remember running into my crush and his mom in the parking lot, who they were also shopping for college stuff. And it was such a moment for me. Unforgettable.
But taking this forward a little bit, now that Of A Kind is part of the company, Bed Bath & Beyonce.
Bed Bath & Beyonce, holler.
Holler.
Getting a tattoo of it, stat.
We've been getting to spend more time exploring the crazy impressive selection of products that the store carries, and we've honed in on some of the greatest hits, speaking of Beyonce.
Yes. that was a great music pun. Nice work.
Thank you. Including many of the pretty, timeless, well-made stuff that we want filling our cabinets and filling our closets.
Like, for example,
speak to me.
Japanese knives, Le Creuset Dutch ovens, Miele vacuums, Freta bedding. If you are not shopping for that stuff there, where are you shopping for it exactly?
Seriously. So get your butt into one of the stores or the website, stat.
Also, sign up for their newsletter, because guess what? They will give you a 20% off coupon for a single item.
Whoa.
Mage. We're back. And if you can believe it, we're still talking about Erica's beauty routine.
We're still at the morning. I still haven't even eaten breakfast yet.
We might have to. This is just volume one.
Yeah, seriously.
Hasn't even eaten breakfast yet. For those keeping track at home, she just put on deodorant, natural deodorant.
But now is when I do go eat breakfast. So that's what we should have said before commercial.
So we're still wearing a robe.
Still wearing a robe.
Okay. Eating breakfast in your robe.
Yeah. Or like I go change now and put clothes on.
Okay, so sometimes this can be inconsistent. Don't tell me what you ate for breakfast.
I won't.
Keeping this for
save that
it. We got to give the reason people a reason to come back.
Once I've eaten and gotten dressed in whatever order that may happen, eaten God knows what.
Yeah.
I put makeup on.
Okay, you do this in your bathroom?
Yes, I do this in my bathroom.
At what point does Thomas shave? After you left?
No, usually like after he showers.
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
And he doesn't shave every day, but we'll let him do his own beauty routine at some point.
Okay.
Okay, so I've been trying to wear an SPF every day, which is really hard, but
Why is it hard?
Well, I don't know. It's not as hard as it. I like my SPF. I don't love my SPF.
Okay. Okay.
So I use the Josie Maran Argan Daily Moisturizer, which is SPF 47. I feel really good about the number.
Okay.
I feel
good.
Great about the number. It's a little bit, it's just a tiny bit chalky.
Okay.
Because as most are. It's mineral.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I have been using RMS on Cover Up.
Okay.
RMS is this amazing beauty brand by Rosemary Swift, who is a makeup artist, and it's all natural, whatever that means, but it's all like ingredients I feel pretty good about.
Yeah.
And I use it like a I don't use a tinted moisturizer or anything anymore. I just use this as like a spot concealer.
So do you put, so it comes in a little pot.
A tiny little pot. It looks like like lip balm.
It looks like lip balm. So do you put it on with your fingers?
I put it on with my ring finger.
Okay. So you're not a beauty blender user.
I was for a while, but I've taken a break from it. I'm like, I feel like when my skin is dry, the beauty blender is a lot better. But if my skin is like in decent shape, my finger is totally fine.
Okay. And do you do, and yeah, so tell us where you put it.
So I put it around my nose, on my chin, on my cheeks where they're like red, like lower cheeks, I guess, and like on my forehead. I don't really put it under my eyes.
Weird. Why not?
I know. I don't. I've never like gotten into under eye concealer. I feel like it always creases on me or something.
How did I not know this about you?
I don't know.
This is, this is weird.
I know.
I mean,
I've tried.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you tried?
Because
I feel like it's the most game changing thing for me.
It doesn't do it for me. I don't know why.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And then I used to put on blush.
I like how you're moving on. I'm still stuck on the fact you don't put concealer underneath your eyes.
I don't. Okay. I put it where I'm red, I guess.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm using concealer for, not where I, like, I feel like.
No, I
feel like under my eyes aren't the biggest problem for me.
You look great every day, so you don't need to do anything different.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get like redness and
No, I get it.
Rudiness.
And you shouldn't change what you're doing because you look great, but
thanks.
I am just, I'm like scandalized by this.
I understand.
Okay. All right. So you've put on the uncover up everywhere except for your under eyes, basically.
Basically.
Do you put it on like above your nose at all?
A little, but just, it like depends
around
on where
nose.
I'm. I definitely put it around my nose.
Okay.
And I definitely on my chin.
Okay.
Like those are the two spots where every day I feel like I'm a little like red.
So you are decidedly not contouring?
No.
Okay.
I am not contouring.
Or strobing or caking?
Baking.
Baking.
Baking. Those are all like crazy beauty terms. You should all Google them. They're insane.
Right. Okay.
And then I aspire to put on blush, but I have what I think I've mostly determined as a mica allergy.
I like how I think that you're right, but I just like that originally when you were dead wrong about what you thought the allergy was, you were certain about what it
was. Well, I think that's what's making me be
fair.
I'm like, I was wrong before, so who knows now? But I don't use any products with mica in them, and my skin doesn't get rashy, so there's
that. Yes, what we got too insidery about was that Erica thinks she has, and I endorse this based on what I've seen, thinks she has an allergy to mica, which is what is shiny in most makeup products.
And so it's a natural, it's a mineral material that is that makes things sparkle.
Yes.
And most people react completely fine to it, and it turns out I don't. And every blush that I have encountered since I discovered this has mica in it.
Because because it's the thing that makes you a little bit glowy.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's what most people want. So if anybody has one that doesn't.
So are you just not wearing blush at all right now?
Uh-uh.
Okay. You've been trying out some things, but none of them have worked.
Yeah, they're fine. Okay. Nothing like that I feel great about.
Sounds like a great business opportunity.
Truly.
Here. Untapped market.
Truly. For one, at least one
for at least one person. Okay.
And then I pencil my brows, which you got me into doing.
It's game
really
changer.
I don't know why. I like my brows.
Yeah,
they're cool. They're cool.
You do have exceptionally good eyebrows, but a pencil really, I think, is great.
So I use the Sonia's Brow Bar Angled Mechanical Brow Pencil, and Sonia also shapes my brows and Claire's brows and has shaped Claire's brows for, like,
forever.
Most of your life. Like, more of your life than she hasn't.
Exactly.
Which is
crazy. She's a genius.
And she is fantastic. I tweeze them, like, every night, you know, just, like, strays.
Yeah.
And then I do eye makeup. I wear an eyeliner almost every day.
Yeah.
So either Stowaway's Effortless Eyeliner in black, which is like a softer pencil consistency, or the Lorac Front of the Line Pro, which is
The one that comes in the mirrored?
Yeah, it's like
you've been using that one forever.
For a long time.
Yeah.
So it's like a silver, super thin tube, and it has like a brush tip. But I basically just like rest it on its side and run it along my lash line.
It always looks very precise.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really like a black eyeliner.
Yes.
And then mascara, and I've gone through like various mascara relationships, like loves.
Right. I'm actually realizing that you moved on recently from one that you were really dedicated to.
I did. So I used to be super dedicated to Dior Show, and then I was really dedicated to this Origins Ginzing.
Yep.
Ginzing. That's the punniness of this product. And now I love this Touch in Seoul Paper Pusher Mascara, which is my Korean one Korean beauty product in the mix.
How did you try this, or this was sent to us as like a sample?
Marissa gave it to us. Our friend Marissa gave it to us.
Okay. And it do you like about it so much?
So it has this Japanese like black paper in it, which I don't like those things in general. That kind of all scares me. Does that make sense? It has
not
fibers.
At all. I'm like, what don't you like about this? Tell me more about there being paper in your mascara.
It has like paper fibers in it.
Okay.
It has fibers.
I'm into that. So it's like building up the volume of your lashes.
Yeah. And in most cases, I have never really liked it in the past.
But what are you worried about?
Not worried about it. I just don't like the consistency usually. Okay. It's not as smooth. Okay. It's like it has things in it.
Okay.
I get it. Sprinkles.
Okay. Okay. Sprinkles of paper.
But this stuff doesn't smudge. I don't get any like under eye.
That's because it's made of paper.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah. But that's it works.
Great.
It doesn't I don't get any like under eye.
Does it take a second to dry?
No, it like feels like normal mascara when you have it on. And it also has some kind of.
But what, like, you know what I mean? Like, when, right after you put on mascara for like 60 seconds afterwards, like if you blink too aggressively, you'll get it on under.
Yeah. I mean, it's like normal mascara base. It also has like the paint, you know, component in there.
Got it.
But for whatever reason, it doesn't smudge as much as everything else that I was using. And then in the morning, I usually just put on lip balm.
Yeah.
I use Lasinau Lanolin, which, you know, is so weird. Okay. So it is what breastfeeding mothers put on their nipples when their nipples are cracking from breastfeeding.
It's what do we call it? Nipple cream?
Nipple cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's pure lanolin, which is extracted from sheep's wool. It's what keeps wool waterproof, water resistant on sheep. And what moisturizes.
Amazing.
Their wool. So it is an animal product in like that way, but it's just, you know, harvested, I guess.
Right.
I don't know, during the sheep shearing process.
I would totally read something about how they go about harvesting that.
100%.
Super curious. But yeah, you love this stuff.
I love this stuff.
So wait,
it's not a petroleum product.
Is Lansinau the brand?
Lansinau's the brand.
Okay.
If you go to any drugstore, it's by all the breastfeeding mom stuff.
Okay.
Like with, you know, the breast pump section, basically. It's all this sort of purple, lavendery packaging.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, $7 for a giant tube that lasts you forever. And then when I want to wear a lipstick, I will wear either Beauty Counter Lip Sheer and Twig, which is like their neutral sort of better than your lips color. Or this butter color, the Black Cherry. It's one of their lippy tinted balms. And it's kind of like a winey, scarlety color.
And is it like, I do know which one it is. I really like it. Is it like a marker?
No, I just dab it on a little bit.
Is it a paintbrush?
No. Oh, I know one you're thinking of.
Okay.
It, that's still a one that I use sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
No, this is the one that's like, it's like a deep, kind of almost winey red.
I know. Yeah, I know. But what does the applicator look like? Is it wax?
Oh, it just looks like a lipstick.
Oh, it's an actual lipstick.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's gave it a name that makes it sound like it's something else.
Okay. Got it.
But it's just a lipstick. And then if I want to do a bolder lip, always the Stowaway colors are really good.
Okay. Which ones?
We're both really into the new holiday set. I really like the Muted Plum from that set.
Okay. They're calling it limited edition, and I'm concerned about this because I'm like, don't take this away from me.
No, you can't give it to us and take it away.
Yeah.
Or Scarlet, which is their classic
red that
people
everybody
are obsessed
loves.
With.
Everybody is obsessed with it. So let's just, I know we're really like going over, but I think that people want to know, what is the philosophy? Because I do this too. Why don't we wear lipstick before we get to the office? Is it because it just feels like...
I think I need to moisturize my lips before. I feel like my lips need to be in the right place before they're ready.
Okay. That makes sense.
And I don't sleep with lip balm on.
No, neither do I.
So I feel like the morning application is really important.
Okay.
And then I wear fresh perfume, fresh like scent every day, which is Cannabis Santal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worn that every day for a few years. And I think part of the appeal of it is that the name is off-putting.
Yes.
So that I assume that not that many other people use it.
Interesting.
I really like the smell of it. It's like... Yeah. A little unisex, but it's not, you know, it's not aggressively sandalwoody or something.
Yes. Okay. So then you go to work, you reapply the lanolin every so often throughout the day.
Maybe put on a lipstick or something if I'm leaving work. Sometimes when we leave, we both like spritz our faces with various face spritzes. I like this Lavit and Chin coconut moisturizing facial mist. That stuff's good.
And so one thing I noticed about your makeup routine, there is no powder involved whatsoever.
No powder.
Okay. None.
I'm not really worried about like a setting or a shine thing.
Okay.
I feel like the RMS stuff stays pretty well. And then there's nothing really else on my face.
Okay.
Cause there's no blush or anything.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
And then I come home.
Okay.
and then I take this stuff off.
Do you do something as soon? Do you do it as soon as you walk in the door?
No, I should. Okay. I feel like that's that. Would,
I mean, we all should.
Yeah, but no, but I have gotten better at just doing it.
Okay,
and part of it is that I spend more money on this stuff now.
Then it gets you excited to do it,
kind of, or just feels like a little bit like more luxury. Like it feels like you're treating yourself in some way when you blow so much money.
Do you put your pajamas on first?
Yes.
Okay. So that you wait until you're ready to go to bed, put your pajamas on, get back in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been washing my face at night with this Bare Minerals Mineral Elixirs facial cleansing oil that my sister-in-law Sarah got me. That's really good. And I have tried some oil cleansers before. I never really loved them, but this one's good.
Okay. Does it foam or it's just straight oil?
It's straight oil, but it like lathers a little bit. Yeah. It's not, it doesn't do like a full foam, but it like, you can feel something's happening basically.
Okay.
I use that.
How would you, I feel like we didn't ask an important question. How would you describe your skin? Like combination, oily, dry?
Combination, but I think that's what everybody says probably.
Right. Okay.
Like I feel like I break out around my jawline mostly and my forehead.
I've been told jawline is always a hormonal thing. Like birth control or period or whatever.
And then I get dry on my nose and my cheeks.
Okay. So with the oil cleanser, do you find that your skin is more balanced, more moisturized?
I think so. Okay. I think I've been liking it a lot. Okay. I feel like I've been less like dry during these. I mean, not that it's really winter at this moment, but I've been getting less dry during the seasonal transition where I feel like I tend to get more skin changing.
Okay. We'll revisit this when the temperature drops below 50.
Perfect.
Ever, if it ever does.
Best of luck to us seeing that ever happen.
Okay.
And then I've been doing a whole mix of expensive things after this.
I hope they put that on your tombstone. A whole mix of expensive things.
Okay. Well, here's how I validate it to myself.
Tell me
I don't
everything.
Get facials. I don't pay for like those services. Okay. So if I'm going to spend an unreasonable amount of money on a face oil that makes me take care of myself every day as opposed to like once every 2 months.
It, like,
I mean, listen, I know you
do...
could validate it for me.
I do think that like if buying a new thing is going to force you to wash your face, it's worth it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So here are the various things that I do. A couple times a week, use the Biologique Recherche lotion. I use the P50V. This is this crazy French.
People are obsessed with it.
It's a toner / chemical exfoliant thing. It has lactic acid in it. It smells gross.
Really?
Grody. It's vinegary.
Does it keep your skin smelling gross afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, it has a lingering
scent.
Does
Thomas complain about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not the winning product of these products. But it really does help exfoliate your skin, you know, clear out dead skin, help with pimples, like all that shit. It's really good.
Does it dry you out?
A little bit.
Okay.
I would never use it every day. It's too intense.
Okay.
And then I put on an oil after it. Usually if I'm doing this one, because it already smells kind of like not great, I'll just use an argan oil or something that's not trying to like compete with it or mask it.
Because you think some oils, like you think mixing another scent.
Well, the other two oils that I have smell really nice and I don't want to
What are your other two oils?
So the other two oils, so the other oil that I use if I'm not doing anything else is Vintner's Daughter.
Okay.
Which is a Napa Valley brand. And she uses oils, that kind of have the same properties as wine that are, you know, good for your skin. It's crazy expensive. I can't talk about it for more than 30 seconds. And then the other thing that I've been doing is trying out this product, the True Nature Botanicals line. They have this night serum with retinol in it. I've never really used
retinol
thing before.
I just used it for
before.
The first time last night, that stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
I liked it too, but what was super interesting is they tell you to put it on after the oil, which was sort of surprising to
me.
And I wanted to email them and be like, talk to me more about this.
Same.
Okay, maybe we will.
Yeah, we'll maybe we will. So I've been trying that with the face, with the Pacific face oil. That's kind of
which does
pairing.
Smell nice.
Yeah.
Everything they do smells nice.
Yes, and those are lovely. And the Vintner's Daughter smells lovely. So it's like, one night I'll do Biologique Recherche and just argan oil. The next night I'll do Vintner's Daughter. Okay. And the next night I'll do the retinol.
Do you never feel like you need something thicker than oil, like a cream?
If I'm feeling really dry, I'll use the SW Basics Shea Butter.
Okay.
But it's super thick and intense.
Yeah. No, that stuff is super thick. Yeah. It actually does. It doesn't work for me because it's so thick.
Yeah.
And I guess I think my skin tends towards a little bit more
oily. And sometimes
oily.
I'll put it on just my cheeks, which I'm not really used to like spot applying
lotions that makes sense,
and stuff.
Though.
But yeah.
So with the oils, how much are you putting on and is your face shiny
question.
Afterwards?
Like
is Thomas like, oh, you put on your oil?
No, I'm putting, I mean, I'm probably like definitely a little shiny, but I put on like 4 or 5 drops.
Okay.
I feel like I used to put on less, but now
okay.
I've been trying to like press it.
But now you've started spending so much money that you're like throwing caution to the wind. Use it all. Just bathe yourself in
basically.
The oil.
Okay. No, now I tried to be better about like pressing it into my face.
You used your palm in gesturing. Do you use your palm?
Yeah.
That is crazy to me. My palm has never touched my face.
But you don't use your palm?
F no.
What do you use?
My fingertips. Your palm?
Yeah, I rub it in my hands and then, yeah.
Okay, you should see my jaw is on the floor.
I didn't even know that was a thing. It drips through my fingers. The oil.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm trying to picture. I'm
going
to be really
conscious.
Where
do you put it?
I close my fingers so that there's no room in between them.
Really, really tight?
I guess. I'm going to be really conscious tonight, but I can tell you it's definitely not my palm. Because one, the creases in the palm of your hand are going to just eat up and waste all of that oil.
Your fingers don't have creases?
You're just moisturizing your hands.
Okay. No, well, you're moisturizing whatever you put it on first.
I mean, I'll try
okay.
it. I don't know. I'm okay. Wow. Okay.
All right. That was more revelation than I thought. Okay.
This is why we do this.
Yeah.
This
okay.
is why
I rub
we
it
are
in.
Doing this.
Then okay. I rub it in. And if I have a pimple, I'll put on the Mario Badescu.
So this
dry
is
lotion.
A really important question for me. I've asked you once. I don't remember the answer. We both swear by Mario Badescu drying lotion. It's like a spot lotion for your pimples. It's bright pink. And when you walk out of the bathroom, if you live with somebody, that person
it
will
looks
be like
pimple
look
cream
ridiculous.
In a movie.
Yeah, it's absurd. It is a drying lotion. It's like salicylic acid, I think, and a clay-like material. When I put it on after I've put on lotion, it just kind of dissolves into the lotion. And so, because I obviously put so much on.
Okay, so that,
you don't, when you have a pimple, you just swipe that oil right over the pimple as if the pimple's not already exploding oil.
Yeah, because it's like a different kind of oil. It's not like, I'm not worried about the oil and the pimple. I'm worried about the bacteria in the pimple.
And then when you go to put the Mario Badescu drying lotion on, you don't like clean the space a little bit before putting the lotion on?
Uh-uh.
And you don't find that the lotion just like doesn't go on as concentrated because you've put oil on?
I wait like a minute for the...
What are you doing for a minute?
Brush my teeth.
Okay.
I brush my teeth for 2 minutes because that's how long the timer takes.
So you've done your whole face wash routine, then you brush your teeth, then
it depends.
You put on the Mario
Badescu. I typically brush my teeth first, but...
You also floss like a champ.
I floss in the mornings.
You don't floss at night.
No, because
But still, you do it every day. It's crazy.
I do do it every day, or try to do it every day.
It's crazy and normal and responsible, but it's impressive.
Well, my dentist basically at some point was like, you just need to floss once a day. It doesn't matter if it's day or night. And I always kind of assumed that it was better to do it at night.
Right.
Because that's when you've eaten and that's when you should clean the food out of your teeth. I don't know. And then I wasn't doing it at night because I was too tired and it felt like too much work.
Okay.
And the dentist was like, why don't you just do it? Like, how about you not worry about what the timing is?
That's
which is the right answer.
Advice.
Yeah.
Okay. So now are you ready for bed?
Now I'm ready for bed.
Okay.
If I'm really good, I'll put on cuticle oil. That's pretty rare. I like this Yuca nail order.
It
nail
just feels
oil
so
thing.
Like.
That feels like.
Feels
fancy.
So like 60s Valley of the Dolls. Like something like you get in bed and then you open
and
your
you put
drawer.
Your hair up in curlers,
exactly.
And
you take
you
the nightstand drawer
yeah.
out and you're like, and now I do all of these things.
Yeah.
And then I put on lotion on my hands and put the gloves on top of.
Completely.
Yeah.
yeah. I
but,
wish I.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay. So you like the Yuca nail oil.
Yes. And I guess this is the chance to like very quickly hit on nails. I don't love having nail polish on my nails, but I do like RGB's liquid buff, which is just like a sheer.
It's clear,
sheer, but
right?
like kind of opaque. I don't know how to explain it. It has like a. It's like not as like shiny. It's not. It's a little more matte than a regular
but it's
shiny.
Not colored.
No.
It's fully
it's
clear.
Fully
it's just
clear.
Like an opaque clear. You're
yes.
saying. Okay.
Exactly. Or like a. matte clear.
Okay. Okay.
Slightly more matte clear. Okay. But I do like pedicures. Okay. And my favorite toenail polish recently is the 10 over 10. They have their own product line, this mm-hmm. New York nail salon that we really like.
Which is now also in Austin.
Now in Austin.
Yeah.
They have a red polish, a dark red called Carmine that I really like.
It's really classic.
Super classic.
Yeah. All right. So that's
it? I think that's it.
That's everything you do? I mean, that's all.
Yeah. I do a mask every now and again.
The when
Peter
do
Thomas
do
Roth rose mask yeah. I really like.
How often and when?
I was in a process where I was doing it pretty regularly, like once a week, but
oh, wow.
yeah,
but like right. on a Saturday
or? Yeah, or like yeah. or like at night if I'm okay. like watching a TV show or something.
Do you ever do a hair mask?
No.
Okay.
I feel like my hair doesn't respond well to okay. that behavior.
Okay. God, I have a lot more questions for you, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe people don't want to.
Maybe 45 minutes is enough for people.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Liz is like, Liz, our producer's falling asleep in there. Okay. We're going to stop now. We're going to wrap it up. This has been Erica's Beauty Routine. You are going to be able to find a lot of these products actually on our website and buy them for yourself.
Which we think is so cool that
we're
can
really
do.
Excited.
This is super exciting for us. We've never sold beauty products like this.
Super psyched about it. We obviously are pretty obsessed with beauty products and have been loving them and testing them and hoarding them for a really long time. So we are super psyched to have them on the site and to be sharing that passion with you.
Exactly. All right. That's the show.
That's the show. Sign up for our newsletter at ofakind.com. Buy all the things at ofakind.com and listen to us here on Heritage Radio Network every Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Download us on iTunes, Stitcher.
Leave us ratings, comments, yeah. good ratings, all the nice things. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.